This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Pueblo Police Department is changing how it responds to calls for service based on information given at the time a report is made. The department says some less urgent calls will be sent to an online reporting system. Others, like a burglary in progress, may get an immediate response, but a community officer may be assigned if there is no threat and the suspect is gone. Meanwhile, the department has 19 new officers in training. This comes as Pueblo Mayor Heather Graham recently made an order shortening the window for hiring officers. A small plane crashed in the Denver suburb of Arvada this morning. Four people were transported to the hospital. Their condition remains unknown. Eric Garcia saw the crash as he was driving to Walmart with his two-year-old son. The Arvada resident says he first noticed the plane hanging silently in the air, its engine seemingly off.
I pointed it out thinking it was just a regular, it was just low flying, trying to show off or something, and just ended up being something totally completely different.
Garcia says the pilot seemed to be looking for an open space to land along Oberon Road, which borders a large grassy embankment and railroad tracks. Professional and amateur mountain bikers took to the trails in the Pikes Peak region today for the fifth annual Pikes Peak Apex Race. The three-day event starts in Palmer Park in Colorado Springs. Tomorrow, the race moves to Canyon City and then wraps up Sunday in Cheyenne Canyon. Some trails and roads will be closed. The event is sanctioned by USA Cycling. Organizers say the terrain is challenging but not overly technical. Thunderstorms are developing this afternoon around Colorado Springs. Denver will also see a chance for storms today. This is CPR News in KRCC.